Well, since 1875, the town of Superior, Arizona, has relied on copper mining to drive its economy, a reliance that has come at a cost as residents have endured cycles of mines opening and closing. Town officials are now hoping to put an end to that boom-bust cycle. Carrie Young from Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
At the Save Money Market in Superior, Arizona, grocer Michael Heng is doing one of his daily walkthroughs. He greets a few customers as he makes his way back to the produce section.
Hey, George. Hey, Dad.
With a population of just over 2,800 people, it's safe to say everyone in Superior knows each other. Heng's family's been in town since the 1920s, when his grandfather first opened this grocery store. Heng now runs things here, but he says it's that tight-knit nature that's helped his family and the community weather the many economic downturns that have come with being a mining town.
You know, I can't believe how my dad extended his credit line out to help the families in the community during the strikes and then even the shutdown.
Heng recounts a time in the 90s when the nearby Magma mine closed.
Superior was known at one time as Plywood City. The businesses were all boarded up. It just looked like a ghost town.
Today, plans are developing to open a new mine in the area, operated by Resolution Copper. For Heng, that's good news, because it promises to infuse the area with significant economic activity. But he adds, this time around, he's hoping area leaders use some of that cash flow to reinvest in the town and explore the prospect of attracting other industries, so Superior no longer has to rely on mining to survive.
We are certainly in the town of Superior trying to come to some agreement that would basically move the town away from a one-income employer to a diversified economy.
Stephen Cooper, Superior's town attorney, says the plan is to grow the area's tourism industry. He says town leaders hope to attract people who are already nearby, hiking the Arizona Trail, visiting the local arboretum, and driving through on U.S. 60. Cooper acknowledged before any of that can happen, the town needs to invest in its infrastructure.
And we're hoping that we can basically use this opportunity to not repeat the mistakes of the past and to try to diversify the economy.
Cooper says sources of funding include a tax on wages. He adds the town council is also hoping to negotiate a 0.1% tax on Resolution Copper's production.
No town really should be thinking, well, the mine's never going to close, because that's never been the case. Most mines have a useful life of at most a few decades.
Arizona State University economist Tom Rex says towns in Arizona have slowly been attempting to make this shift for about the last 40 years, but adds today the trend is picking up steam, thanks in part to improving transportation infrastructure, which allows residents to commute out of town for work and visitors to easily access an area for recreation, like, say, wine tasting. He says what it comes down to is whether or not an area can bring in enough money from outside the community.
Oh, it's possible. It's not necessarily an easy task. And every mining community is different.
So you're going to start with the Lei Lee. It's 100% Nebbiolo. And the fruit is from Graham County.
In central Arizona, the town of Jerome is one of a handful of towns that have successfully made the transition away from mining, with shops, restaurants, and wine tasting rooms like Caduceus Cellars lining the business district. Longtime resident and former mayor Richard Martin explains the tourism industry there took several decades to form.
When I first came to Jerome, you could walk down the middle of the street at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and nothing would happen. There were no cars, there was nothing.
And now, he says, you can barely find a parking space.
The town, you know, focused on the infrastructure, and it also focused on maintaining its historical heritage.
Back in Superior, grocer Michael Heng says he's hoping for something similar.
Everyone dreams of downtown Superior returning back like it was. Every shop filled. There was a clothing store. There was barber shops.
The Resolution Copper Mine is expected to begin production in 2026, which town officials say should be enough time to finalize plans to help turn that dream into a reality. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Young.